Esmeralda's Secret by Adriana Dane, now available from Amber Heat, www.amberheat.com. And Esmeralda, Massachusetts, a community built on tradition, held secrets and painful memories. John William J.W. Dalton and Willa McKenzie had once been passionate lovers, two halves of one soul, torn apart by greed and misunderstanding. Now, 10 years later, J.W. is sheriff and Willow has returned to Esmeralda to finally lay to rest the tormenting ghosts that continue to haunt her. Her love for J.W. has never died. Willow's return will open old wounds. Can J.W. protect her from the destructive truth that awaits? An excerpt from Esmeralda's Secret. When the tires of her car crossed the county line, the rhythm of Willow's body intuitively shifted. She shivered with awareness. Long dormant desire blazed unexpectedly. Her breath quickened, with fear or anticipation. The glow of her car's headlights captured the dark wood and white paint of a road sign. Esmeralda, population 10,592. First established 1752. Willow, shrouded in memories in the icy silence of a moonless fall evening, traveled along the bittersweet familiarity of Main Street. Orange jack-o'-lanterns swaying in the wind cast a flickering ghostly glow to the lonely night. It was 11 p.m. She remembered well the unwritten commandments of this small town on the edge of the Massachusetts border. No one stayed out past 9 p.m. In Esmeralda, the commandments and the law were laid down and upheld by the family Dalton. Willow was raised during the tenure of Sheriff Jack Dalton. Tradition held that the eldest Dalton son always stepped into the black and white embrace of law enforcement. This was a community defined by tradition. Tracing back to 1752, Daltons had stood guardian for the innocent. When Willow was growing up, those who crossed Jack or anyone of Dalton blood might as well fold up and call it a day. Willow bitterly remembered being the recipient of the thunder of Dalton's anger. After the unjustified gossip over the incident with Kenny Miller, a Dalton cousin, she might as well have been branded with the letter A. Even her mother had encouraged her to leave town. She never asked Willow for the truth, but then neither did the man who professed to love Willow. No one wanted the truth. Justice is blind was never a truer statement than in Willow's case. In Esmeralda, a story didn't need to be true to spread like wildfire, or be held as gospel. At 17, Willow had been too naive to withstand the suspicion and humiliation. Once she graduated from Esmeralda High School, Willow fled to Boston. She never looked back. That was 10 years ago. She wondered if anyone would even remember Willow McKenzie today. She turned into the parking lot of the Comfy Lodge Motor Inn and turned off the engine. Willow closed her eyes and inhaled deeply. The week before, she'd received a form letter from her mother's attorney informing her that Maura McKenzie had died. Her mother, the woman who had raised Willow from a sense of duty rather than love, who never tried to contact her after she'd left, was gone. Something beyond a sense of duty to her mother had brought Willow back to Esmeralda. She trembled as the devil tiptoed along her spine. Willow was about to come face to face with the demons that had chased her for 10 years. Tormenting memories kept her yearning, but never satisfied, made her want, but never fulfilled. The wound to her soul, inflicted a decade earlier, had abscessed, and she yearned to have it cleansed. Only one person could help, and that person was in Esmeralda. Her mother's death was but the catalyst that returned her to the source. The pulsing rain of wet heat soothed away the long hours of driving. Willow's body recalled a time when calloused, long fingers had massaged and inflamed, soothed and stimulated every inch of her sensitive skin. Her own slick fingers now moved down her hips, soaping and massaging, remembering, craving. For 10 long years she had dated other men, kissed them, allowed them to woo her, and was left bereft with her turbulent memories. Memories that had flared instantly to life when she'd crossed over the county line. Subliminal signals delivered to her body from its deep, numbing sleep and primed it for the one man who could set her soul free. With the memory of his touch, Willow's body surrendered to sensations so forcefully they caused her pain. She turned off the water and stepped from the shower. As she shook with unfulfilled desire, her stomach cramped. Willow grasped the sink and leaned forward, inhaling slowly and deeply. Lavender pools of hurtful yearning stared back from the misty reflection. If her memories alone did this to her, what would happen when she finally confronted him in reality? The pain subsided. She knew her craving never would. Willow wrapped a white towel around her head, turban style, and another around her body in sarong fashion. She walked from the small, heated bathroom into the 20-degree cooler main bedroom. Abruptly, she stopped in disbelief. Had she summoned him with her erotic ruminations? She would recognize those broad shoulders anywhere. How had he gotten inside? J.W. Instinct had her body responding to him. She was not prepared for this. He turned toward her. John William Dalton, eldest son of Jack Dalton and the current favored son of Esmeralda. There stood the man who had stolen and destroyed her heart and soul, leaving her with long, dark, empty years. In uniform, he appeared larger, more muscled than she'd remembered, his face chiseled in shadows. Hard eyes studied her, and it was obvious he found her lacking. Willow gripped the towel. How had he known she was here? At last he broke the silence. "Hello, Willow. Been a long time. I'm sorry about your mother, but I hope you're not planning on staying long. We don't need your kind around here." His voice caressed and destroyed her in the same breath. So much for pleasantries. Esmeralda's Secret, now available at Amber Heat, www.amberheat.com. Also available in the paperback anthology, Esmeralda's Lovers, now available at Amazon.com. For information on other stories, visit www.adrianadane.com.